High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
We had a pretty wild weekend. My cousin was in town. We ended up going out and having an absolutely wild night. We experienced some things that we've never done before. We had a limo pick us up somehow. How did that happen?
Dude, I don't even know.
Through my girlfriend's sort of idea.
Did she get it?
Yeah, her and Jimma got it.
We jammed like probably 15 people into an 8-person limo.
Too many people.
We were all double lapped up, and
it was packed.
Yeah. Dalton had Dom in his lap. It
was cute. Dom's his cousin.
Yeah, that's my cousin. But and then we rolled in through the back, bro. I've never done that before. Have you guys done that?
No, that was pretty sick.
It was pretty awesome.
We rolled in through the back. Everyone's like, "Who are these celebrities?" We're like,
"Nobody's.
Nobody. Like, we're not."
This guy came up to me. He's like, "Can I just like ask, like, what do y'all do for a living?" And I was like, "Oh, dude, we all just dance on TikTok." And he was like, "Oh," and I was like, "Yeah, it's like kind of weird, but I mean, it works." And then he was like, "Oh, okay, well, that's like I thought he was gonna like start hating on it, but he was like, that's really cool, man. If I looked like y'all, I'd probably start dancing on there too."
When did he ask you that?
Dude, nobody saw it. I was like, "Anybody else see this guy?"
Were you outside?
No, I was in the VIP section thing.
No, I didn't see
it. They call it a VIP section. It's just like three chairs.
Yeah, and there's a heater over top of this. I was freaking out the whole time.
Oh, my gosh, it was hot. I like the idea of it, but it was like we're on the same ground level with just a few. We were just in a booth.
Yeah. The Montana Boys did like a promo video. They were like pouring people drinks and just shouting out the bar. So we got the table for free, but then I was interested in.
Oh,
nice!
Oh my gosh!
Oh,
no.
Bro!
No, that's perfect, dude. Leave it like that.
That's not funny, dude.
Dude, you're gonna have to work through it because Fisher's got to leave, so we're just gonna have to grind it out.
Fisher can hold off, dude. That's,
dude, how did that happen?
It just crumbled.
You have to sit there with that the whole rest of the podcast.
Dude, my butt is literally freezing.
And Luke was already pissed that we had to film a morning podcast, and then his coffee spilled on him. You want some of my coffee, bro?
Dude, I don't want your freaking coffee, bro.
That's what you get for being in a pissy mood every morning.
I'm not in
a
pissy mood, dude.
Yes, you are.
Luke, now
first thing
you're just
pouring
it on my couch.
Well, it's not. It's the cup cracked in half.
Well, maybe grab a different cup.
I can just drink.
We have a trip coming up where we're going to be probably not wearing our shirts very much, so we've all been trying to cut. We got a nice little brand deal. We've all been cutting down for it, so we've been struggling to cut. I think it's hard.
No, yeah, it's so hard. I mean, I've been struggling, but these past like 3 weeks where I've really got locked in.
Dude, you've lost a lot of weight. You look so good.
I've lost 16 pounds in like, 2 months, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is like, that's pretty fast, which
dude, yeah,
is fine, but not ideal.
No, I mean, what do you mean not ideal?
I don't know.
If you could have taken it slower.
Mass.
Yeah.
I could have taken it slower, but I was also in, crunch time, so.
How you doing over there, Luke?
You've already lost muscle mass.
Luke is so caught up in being a victim. He thinks that if he's below 200 pounds, he's a victim.
Luke's a hater. He's against all, like anything that involves cutting or like eating healthy, he's against it.
Not eating healthy, but cutting is just like dumb, dude.
Why would you not
what you're going for?
Like cutting 16 pounds?
Dude, you would look crazy if you cut down. Like you get more vascular and your body just looks electric.
Yeah, but like then I lose like strength, I lose things I've worked for so long.
But
are you getting paid
right
to lift
back.
Heavy weights? Or are you getting paid to look good?
The brands reached out to me when I was looking like a hog. So I'm going to stay a hog. I'm not going to cut down now that I have a brand deal.
You say that, though, but every summer you do cut down. Because you look at your
physique.
Yeah, your physique last summer, though, you definitely don't have as much muscle mass as you have now.
I don't have a time where I'm like, okay, now it's time to lose 25 pounds. I'm just like, it just gradually happens right before summer. I always look like an amazing, just great in the summer.
Well, your body works different then, because
You're also 20 years old, homie.
Yeah, with 17 inch biceps.
But here's the thing, bro. Here's the thing. Your metabolism is probably crazy right now. Your testosterone is through the roof. You eat Twinkies, eat whatever you want, and you're going to have a six-pack. But when you get 23, 24, like me and Big Daddy Fish.
I'm 21.
He's 21.
Whatever, dude. You're a child.
He's a couple months older than me.
No, I am.
Same thing.
How is that any diff?
Same thing. We're grown men over here. We have mustaches, too. You see these things?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Nashville is in the news right now for some seriously disturbing reasons. Riley Strain disappeared. He was at a fraternity formal in Nashville. He was on Broadway. And then there's a video of him stumbling out of the bar and then walking downtown. And then he disappeared that night and they haven't found him. They found his credit card, which was by the river. So yeah, they've been scanning everything. They have, I mean, all the equipment in the world to try and find this guy. I hope they do. But there is a number... anyone with information about it, there's a number. It's 615-742-7463. That's just the Nashville Crime Stoppers. So if you guys have anything or you see anything, just call that number. Again, it's 615-742-7463. So yeah, our thoughts and prayers are out to him and his family. That's pretty crazy.
It is.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, which is so unfortunate because... it's so normal these days to be stumbling out of Broadway.
Oh, I know. I mean, you see, if you go to Broadway, you're seeing like hundreds of people just doing that
falling
same
over
thing.
And
yeah.
But like, it's even worse to think that like he went with his frat and like he was just thinking, oh, we're gonna go out and have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had no.
Never...
I mean, anybody that goes out to have a good time and disappears, it's gonna be terrible.
It's terrible.
But I think that's why it's probably more public mm-hmm. because you know when you're in a frat. You don't come home with some kid that everybody's like, yo, what happened?
Yeah.
Where's he at? And then all of a sudden it just spreads like wildfire. Then yeah. It goes to the news. I mean, it happens every day. People are disappearing every single day.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
So, I have a lot of questions, but like...
I do too.
There's... I've been doing like diving into that whole thing just because it freaks me out. But there in every video, street video, of him walking on the street, there's the same car.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's a black Honda Civic.
Wait, what? Is there a little...
I never saw
that. And then on the cop's dash cam, he was talking to Riley, and then like the cop turned around a few minutes later, and Riley's just gone.
What do you guys think happened?
I mean, I know people can get that drunk, but questionably, you know, roofied or something, put in his drink. And I don't know, the credit card by the rivers, I don't know, that's a weird...
Yeah.
I
mean,
it's weird. I don't know.
I'm assuming he got super drunk. He might have gotten roofied. And then I wouldn't be surprised if he fell in the river because he was stumbling all over the place. What do you think, Luke?
I mean, I don't think that he got roofied by the bartenders. I think like there's no way that like they're going to just see a 6'6 guy and just drop a roofie pill in his drink.
Is he 6'6?
Yeah, he was
he's
huge.
Tall.
Oh, really?
And like people, everybody's like, "Oh, he probably got roofied." But the only way that a man at that stature gets roofied is to get robbed right outside the bar. You know, so that there's just like he would have been robbed and he would have been left there. Because yeah. Like they're not just you're not going to roofie like men for sexual purposes. Get roofied for robbing, and for like jumping them.
I mean, probably more so, but I feel like. I mean, the whole sex trafficking industry is pretty crazy.
Yeah, but they're not going to sex traffic a 6'6 dude. They're gonna,
I mean, that's what you think. Oh, yeah. I don't know. They do what they want.
What do you mean?
You think they're just going to see a 6'6 guy and think that's an easy target? Let's go get him. No,
I mean, if you get a roofie, it's an easy target.
Dude, you could roofie a hippo.
But
what do you mean?
They're not going to, like, the chances that somebody just, like, went out to Luke Bryan's on Broadway and got sex trafficked are so low, especially a man.
That's what you think, bro. You'd be surprised.
There's no way.
But I do know what you're saying. The whole jump, like, dude, almost every weekend, I feel like we're hearing stories about someone getting jumped. So it's like people are doing that a lot. I don't know what happened. The river part, though, seems to add up. But either way.
I think that he either, like, didn't know how much he had drank or just kind of hit him fast. Because his friends aren't coming out and saying anything about it.
It's also super easy to get out of hand on Broadway. I mean, everybody's pouring shots. It's very easy to, as we know, get more drunk than you were planning.
They were looking for him.
And they
found another lady.
That had gone missing months and months ago.
That's wild.
Wild. You know it's crazy with the whole TikTok ban, you know, coming about. That's the young people. That's how we get our news. Like, without TikTok, I wouldn't know anything about this case. I don't watch the news. Do you guys watch the news?
No. TikTok's my news.
I know. Like, seriously.
And my Google, like, everything.
Like, I learned so much from TikTok, and it's such a good way to get a ton of information out to a massive audience and all over the world.
Yeah.
If TikTok gets banned, I mean, that's so...
I'll be clueless.
Yeah, like, that's so unfortunate. I wouldn't know where to go for my news, because whenever I see a story, it's always on my For You page. If I need to see it, or it's something about, you know, something that's going on, I guarantee you it's showing up on our For You page.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys think? What do you guys think? Do you guys think TikTok is going to get?
No.
I don't know. I mean, it's definitely getting closer this time than it was last time.
I think that someone's going to buy it, or we'll go in on, like, I think the U.S. will have a group of people go in and either buy out 50% of it, so then, you know, they can still have some of it. And because it's not just U.S., it's the whole world. It's all over the place. So,
oh, yeah.
And then if it does get banned in the U.S., I think that people are just going to change their VPNs. I think that's going to investing in a VPN company or some way where, like, you can click on this VPN app, and then it moves you to TikTok, but you're in TikTok and your VPN is in Canada or your VPN is in a different country, because TikTok's not going away from other countries. It's only going away from the United States because we have issues with it. So I think that it'd be pretty cool if, you know, investing in a VPN company or something like that, I think that'd be smart if TikTok does go down the shitter.
You'd have to be really smart and, like, really freaking dialed when you chose the VPN company, you threw your money into the...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but if you threw money in a VPN company, like, right now, and the chances of TikTok getting banned is probably, like, I would say it's a 50-50 shot. It's a total coin flip right now. And so, like, if you throw your money in right now into some random VPN company that's about to blow up, and then you make a shit ton of money, I mean, you could invest.
That'd be pretty sick.
Yeah, it'd be pretty tight.
I don't think, like, people are going to absolutely lose their minds and put their VPN in Canada just to scroll on TikTok. I think there's going to be another app.
Yeah,
that's like, what I could also see.
There's always been an app like that.
Yeah, they'll just make another app like TikTok.
So then all the big creators go to that app because that's where the money's at. That's what, like, happened with Snapchat. They changed the program, and then everybody went to Snapchat because that's where you make your most money. And if you're doing social media, you have to be making money, or else you're going to, you know, end up having to do something else. Yeah.
They'll definitely be smarter about keeping their creators on there or getting previous creators on their app.
I don't know if I told you.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Struggling to find a Father's Day gift for the dad in your life? Goat Guns has the perfect Father's Day gift for any gun enthusiast. Our miniature model guns are the most realistic and detailed models that you can find. With intricate working parts and weights of up to 16 ounces, these bad boys aren't only fun to put together, but they are great display pieces that will last forever. Start shopping for your special guy at GoatGuns.com.
I've been roofied before.
I've heard that.
It was in the summertime. Baseball season just got over with, so we were going out to the bars, and me and my buddy Preston go out, and I had two drinks at the bar because we were kind of planning on having a long night, like just starting here pre-gaming. On my third drink, I was like going to walk to the upstairs section, and this guy walks up to me and goes, "Hey man, I'm leaving. Do you want my drink?" And I'm stupid, so I'm just...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's like... But he looked like he was walking out of the bar. So he's leaving, and it was a margarita, and he goes, "Hey, man, like, I'm leaving right now. You want my drink?" And I'm like, "Yeah, like, I'll take your drink. Like, free drink? Hell yeah." I wasn't even thinking about the chance of getting roofied, right? Yeah. Like, you're not thinking anything. I was stupid. I was in college. I had no idea what was going on. And I take the drink, and then, like, literally 10, 15 minutes later, I started to get a little weird and, like, foggy. I'm like, whoa, like, I've had... This is my third drink and I am feeling really weird, and I start to get like delusional. Like, I didn't know what was going on, and I went over to my buddy like 10 minutes in. I'm like, "Dude, I feel really weird right now. Like, I don't know what's going on." I don't remember anything else after saying that. Apparently I was freaking out and like I was being really, really weird. So my buddy Ubered home with me, And this is all what I was told from here. I was in my Uber with like my head out the window, completely just unconscious, like no idea what's going on. And my buddy's like freaking out. He's like thinking I just was blacked out off of three drinks because we were not even thinking roofie. I ended up crawling into my house, like, because I couldn't, I was just like not able to move. I crawled up my stairs like some Jordan Belfort shit, like no clue what's going on. And I ended up in my room. And I locked myself in my room somehow because I didn't want to be around anybody. I don't know what was going on. And I ended up jumping on TikTok Live. I don't know how I ended up on
that. No way.
Yeah, like later in the night, I ended up on live. So I no clue.
Did anybody see that live? Yes. By any chance?
No, probably not. Yeah. That can happen to anybody, bro.
What did you feel like the next day?
Dog shit. I just felt like super anxious. Like I was like, no idea what happened. I mean, imagine just like.
I'd be freaking out.
Lights out. Lights out, you wake up in the morning, you're like, I had two drinks at the bar and then I was gone.
Yeah.
Nothing,
dude,
bro.
That's terrifying though, how it can knock you out like that.
Yeah, no, it's just, I mean, bro, it'll take you, just see you later. You have no idea what's going on. And I slammed the drink too. It was just like, see ya.
Yeah.
Lights out. There's a drink cover. It's called the nightcap drink cover. It's like a scrunchie, you know, those bands where the girls wear, and then they throw it over top. We can throw a photo of it in here. But it's like the perfect little cover thing.
I was like at the Aldean's one night and I was like, I was like kind of drunk and a group of girls had the drink covers on. And like, I remember going up to them and being like, that's a great idea. And I was just like, it made me look like such a weirdo because I was like looking at their drink covers. I was like, I never thought about drink covers. It made me look so bad too. They're like, oh, thanks. And they like all held their drinks closer. And I was like, no.
Oh my God.
That's not what I meant. I actually did think it was a cool idea. I was at Aldean's another night, and these three guys, one of them looked like an absolute Viking, came up to me and was like, hey, man, we saw you from over there. We got you a drink. I was like, oh, I'm good. Like, I'm fine, man. And he's like, no, seriously, like, you want us to waste our money? Like, just slam it. I was like, no, I promise I'm good. And then they were all, like, drink pushing this one, like, vodka pineapple on me. I was like, dude, I'm not drinking your drink. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Then they, like, all got pissed off and walked away. Then one of the guys from the group later on that night was like, came up to me, he's like, hey, man, I just really respect you standing up to your decision and not drink that drink. It was I liked and admired that about you. Yeah. You walked away.
Yeah, that's really weird.
I was
weird.
Like, oh, dude, what? Six dudes trying to push a drink on me?
That is strange.
So it's spring break right now. Are you guys like, do you guys have FOMO? Or, mm-mm. I mean, bro, everyone dude. Is out there in Fort Lauderdale partying. It looks like a blast. I know it doesn't feel like a blast, but it looks real fun.
I mean, we did it last year, and I will not go back.
Never?
Okay, not never, but I won't go back on spring break.
What was last year like?
Dude, it was really fun. Like, while we were down there, it was a super fun trip. But, like, leaving there, I've never felt so, like, almost depressed and, like, bad about myself. It was just, like, the whole environment is just wild. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
It's real heathen activity.
Yeah, didn't you guys like wake up in the morning and just get after it? Is that like what you guys do out there?
I thought it was literally Fort Lauderdale and spring break is what I imagined hell to be like.
Whoa, that's aggressive.
Dude, yeah, it's
aggressive.
Bad.
A lot of hot like, chicks and bikinis and
no
drinks.
Morals, just people losing their minds, just going absolutely insanely wild.
Oh yeah, there's zero morals down there. Which is what was hard because me and Luke do have morals. So we get down there and I expected like a Panama City type spring break vibe, and it was not even close. It was like times 20.
Really?
It was just wild.
What is the Panama City like? What is that?
That's just another spring break. Panama City is more trashy, but it's like, I don't know. It's like, but Fort Lauderdale is like Panama on steroids.
Panama City is like where everybody, most people from the South go.
Yeah, it's just kind of a redneck.
You're just kind of, it's kind of redneck.
And just get after it.
Real gritty, just good beach. It's a good beach.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
Hey, that kind of stuff's fun while you're young, though. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, then you get washed up and you can't keep up with everybody. But
when we first, well, we had a horrible planning because our flight was in Atlanta at like 6 a.m. So we pulled in an all-nighter so we didn't miss our flight.
That was
so.
Your first night like you, going into the trip?
Yep.
All-nighter? We had to pull an all-nighter in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
We got in the car at 11, drove to Atlanta, got to the airport, sat down at like 3, boarded at 5. got in at like 7 and we went to our hotel. And I just remember already, I was like, oh, gosh, this is just terrible. No sleep or anything. And then Bottomless Mimosas at 9.
Yeah.
Which just ruined me. I just remember like they had this big old trash can full of mimosa, like a whole trash can. And they would just take your cup and dump it in there.
That's a bad way to get roofied.
Oh, my gosh, dude. No. It was absolutely terrible. And then so we were just slamming them.
It was nasty. We're just sitting there drinking them. Like, this
drinking
is awesome.
Them. We're pretty fired up at this point. Like, oh, yeah, look, this could be awesome. And then I just remember that everybody was like, let's go to the beach. And I was like, yeah. And then I start walking, and I'm like trying to walk to the water. And all I can see is just this little circle of light. Like, just like that's all I could see. It's just like a little circle.
How many drinks deep do you think you were?
Not even that many. It was just no sleep and just like probably five or six mimosas. And then I see this little circle. We hadn't even checked into
it.
Blazing heat. And like, oh, dude, I just remember like thinking this is terrible. So we ended up going home, and I got in bed around 1 to try and sleep until about 8 and then go out. I finally fall asleep. About 2 hours later, I wake up in a headlock because Fisher's just
sauced.
It wasn't even that. I mean, I was pretty sauced. And
they
I just,
came and just jumped on my bed and put me in a headlock.
But it's because I was like already mad at Luke because he was like, it was our first day there and we were running off low sleep. But he was like, I got to go take a nap. And I was like, dude, it's 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
we're in the day.
A nap after no sleep in 5 minutes.
Let's enjoy the first day and then we'll sleep tonight. And sure, I was like, Luke, what are you doing? I was like, I just got off the beach having a great time. I put him in a headlock and he woke up so mad.
I was so pissed, dude. I was like, I finally fell asleep.
That headlock was probably necessary, though.
It was a chokehold.
It did get you going, though. After
not
that,
really,
you were up and ready to go.
Yeah, and then I went back to bed at around 6, and y'all went out. I was in bed. I'm nervous wreck, dude. I was freaking out.
Luke did have a girlfriend when he was down there. So it's like you were also
on edge. I was like,
on edge. So.
Were the chicks all over Fisher? Were they loving him?
They came to me first.
Did they? Dude, really? There was a few, yeah, that were like,
and I said, sorry, I have a girlfriend, but my friend looks pretty similar to me if you want to go give him a shot. And most of them were like, oh, that's Fisher Perry. It's like, yeah.
That was a bad night. So basically, one of our buddies, he can drink a lot.
Before we went out, he slammed a whole bottle of Crown.
Yeah. And so we were like, oh boy, probably 4 hours later, it's about 1 o'clock. We come back with some people we met hanging out. He's obviously hammered. And so we were like, let's go.
Nonverbal.
Yeah. We're like, let's go get up. So he gets up and we handed him a bottle of water that had Tito's in it.
On accident?
No. We told him. We're like, this is Tito's. This is not water. He was like, I just want a little bit. And he drank the whole thing.
Bad.
Wait, so he had a full water bottle? That is what you call the vortex.
He was throwing up outside. Oh. It was black. So we thought he was throwing up blood. So, and we're also like a little bit sauced up too.
And we were like, either it's probably nothing.
Could he move?
No. But if we don't call the ambulance or somebody and there is something that happens to him, it's on us. So we're like, we're just going to call someone to check up on him. Yeah. So we called them and the paramedic was so mad and was going off on him. And he was like,
the paramedic was pissed.
Oh.
What made you think it was a good idea to drink this much? And
rightfully so.
He's over there. He's going, I don't know.
Yeah. But as soon as she left, dude, he sobered up. He got up and he laid down. He was fine. It was crazy. This was a funny story. 3 of our friends got their phone stolen when we were down there on the last day.
Are you sure they didn't just lose their
phone? No, there was people pickpocketing there. And there was a girl working for the pickpocketer. That every single one of them remembers talking to this girl.
That's what I was
going
to say.
And the last thing they remember is like exchanging numbers and then their phone's gone.
I don't know if it was her. I feel bad because here's what happened.
No, it was her, dude.
Was
I'm not
hot?
Playing around. She was working. She was working.
There were 2 chicks that Clay and Adam hung out with. They got their phone stolen. Then Mason was hanging out with one of them the next night. And then right after that, he got his phone stolen. So I went up to him and I was like, and he was telling me, I think it's that girl. He goes, I gave her my phone for my Snapchat. Now it's gone. So we went up and he pressed her and started going off on her. And she like started like getting super upset saying it wasn't me. I don't think it was her though, because
I do.
We saw her the next day and we were talking to her and we apologized for like getting onto her. But
yeah.
It was a weird story.
If I was going to run like a phone snagging thing, I would get some hot chick to go exchange numbers with every dude that she can and just pocket the phone.
Did you guys see Sadie McKenna and all of them are out in Fort Lauderdale right now? Like live.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com.
the hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Have you guys seen the live streaming stuff yet?
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
I haven't seen much of it.
I've seen a lot of it.
What would you think of if your girlfriend was doing that?
I don't.
You'd have to have a conversation with Clix. Who's?
Yeah. Been... I mean, I guess if I talk to him, I wouldn't tell my girlfriend she can't film with one of the top streamers, you know, there is right now. So, but there's a few things that are a little.
Would you really?
Dude, if a top streamer reached out to my girlfriend and was like, come to Fort Lauderdale and come film with
me. Well, the thing is, Jacob's with him.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah.
If it was just, if my girlfriend went alone, I'd be like, okay, have fun. You're single.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Yeah. But Jacob's with her. And then also, I mean, there's a few things that they'd say on stream that I was like, whoa.
What did they say? Do you remember anything?
It's like an apron video that I guess Clix got her. And
what did the apron say?
Something about, I don't even want to talk about it. I don't remember exactly what it said. It's something about meat and they were cooking. It was just like a sexual joke. Like, you know, that one would make. The whole situation is probably... They're probably all on the same page, so I wouldn't think too much about it.
I would think it was super weird if he popped that out of the blue without telling Jacob. He probably told Jacob before, like, this is what I have planned for the stream. If you're comfortable with this, I'm going to give her this apron.
I'd be out.
You'd be
with
out.
The stuff that they're doing, I'd be out.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to understand it's a business, too, and it's not like Sadie's got her boobs out there.
Well, I know. I'm not knocking on her. They have a different...
Because here's the thing, is they were planning on cooking in the stream anyways, so they probably set it up before. So you got to look at it from a perspective of the people. And what they see is Sadie just getting a random thing. They don't see that it was set up, you know, because everything's set up. So they just see that it's just a weird look on Clix at that point. That's what the stream's going to see. They're not going to think that Sadie's being weird because Sadie thought she was just cooking.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so either. I just know that.
As long as you know your girlfriend's not getting set up like, yeah, give me the meat shirt. Like, I want that. That's not her.
I just still wouldn't want to be in the mix of it. I wouldn't want my girlfriend in the mix of it. I would feel weird.
But
if you have a super attractive girlfriend, like me, of course, to no one's surprise, it is like you have to be just completely dumb to not see some of the intentions of the guys surrounding themselves with her. If they're claiming it's business or they're claiming it's whatever. I mean, if your girlfriend's a smoke show, every guy's going to have the same thought. Not a good thought. And, like, that's why I don't love my girlfriend having guy friends, because all of them, if given the opportunity, would take up on it. Mm-hmm. I'm not stupid. Like, take your guy friend in that room alone, see what happens. But I'm saying, like, guys, that's my girl. Like, we've been friends. Like, okay, flip the script. Start hitting on him. See what he does. Guaranteed.
I know. I love when guys say that. We go way back. We're homies.
I'm not stupid, okay? I'm not dumb.
Flip it.
Fisher might think differently, but my girlfriend's not going to be hanging out with a bunch of dudes that claim to be, friends. Oh, that's my friend. We've been friends for so long.
That is very true, though. That is very true. Stupid. It's like when you're thinking about it, what you just said there was facts.
Mm-hmm.
Flip the script. So they're like, oh, yeah, I'm just friends with her. What happens if the situation gets flipped and she gets out of hand, too drunk, and all of a sudden she's flirting with you? You really still going to be friends with her? Yeah. She's a rocket.
Like,
no, dude, you're not. No, you're
no
gonna...
guy's just going to be super good friends with a hot chick.
I mean, realistically, I feel like we have some good relationships with girls that are super hot and they're actually just our friends. Yeah. I mean, a perfect example, Mandy, she's like my dog, and I would never like
hook up. Yes, you would. If she started coming on to you. You would at least make it out. You would at least make out with her. Like, because obviously you think she's attractive.
I mean, yeah, she's super hot. Yeah, so like, yeah, I probably would.
Exactly. That's why I don't want my girlfriend having a bunch of dudes.
But here's the thing is me and my mindset right now is that like Mandy's like one of my dogs. And I would never want to sacrifice that because I don't see myself dating this girl. So why would I sacrifice my friendship with her when I have a rare friendship with Mandy and she's actually a super cool girl? I don't want to sacrifice that because I don't see myself dating her. So at that point, it would just be a wasted hookup. If I can keep that mindset, yeah.
The scenario.
I know what you're saying, though. It does depend on the scenario. But as of where I am right now, I would be like, no shot. Like, Mandy's my dog. I don't want to throw away my friendship with Mandy, you know, to make things weird.
Did you guys know that there's is actually kind of scary. There's a cult in Nashville, like 15 minutes from my girlfriend's house. It was on the way to church.
Dude, your girlfriend lives in a crazy area.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's like a palace.
Yeah, it's sick. It's like a bunch of property out in Brentwood. They started a new neighborhood called The Omen. That's like a bad name. There's like this huge house out where she lives, and they have like a bunch of land, and like throughout the land, there's like these little buildings placed like in each field. And then they started a neighborhood, and like apparently there's like this huge cult going on out there.
What do they do?
I'm not sure. Nobody really knows, but they know where like the leader lives.
They know it's like a cult though.
Yeah.
I feel like cults happen in rich areas. It's just a rich people thing. Like, I mean, I'm assuming Luke's girlfriend is extremely wealthy based on the house and the cars in the garage and everything they got going on. But also, their family's awesome.
Dude, they're so fun.
Yeah. What's up with you and just end like I feel the girl that you were talking to before was rich. The rich girls just flock to Luke.
Oh, no, I'm like, don't get your hopes up now. This is the nice house you'll be living in.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Dude, her family's great. They are genuine people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would never know.
It's because they
until have you pull up to their house.
Yeah, it's because they have like a come up story of they started not as wealthy and her dad stepped it up and really made something out of it. So
yeah, I feel like that's where you get the best people is where they work for their money.
Yep.
You know, exactly. I mean, imagine us. Imagine if we were just given $50 million and it's like, here you are, you're set for life.
It would be terrible.
We would have no understanding of what it means to like work for your money and pay your own bills. I mean, because you're set for life and everything's probably just set up to. I mean, I honestly wouldn't want that. Would you guys want that?
No, I wouldn't want it. Because I think it takes away the point of life, honestly.
It's working hard and finding what you're passionate about. And
mm-hmm. And God's called us to work and to be, you know, productive to the world and to start a family. And if you were just given $50 million, I think you'd be pretty miserable.
Well, yeah. I think unless you put it in the right places. Yeah, unless you put it in the right places and you brought others along with you. You know, it's not like you're just living in some gigantic house by yourself with a bunch of cars and just a bunch of stuff to flex. But if you did it in the right way and you invested your money and got some real estate and got some really cool houses where you could bring all your friends to, it could be cool.
It could be really cool. If you just kept, like, I think that you should always still work.
Yeah.
Even if you had that kind of money, I'd still probably, like, start a business or something with it.
Next week we got the one of the Montana girls coming on, or Montana boys. We call them the Montana girls. We're going to have them on. Next week to fill you guys in on all the tea that's been going on. I know there's been a ton of pub all over the place, so we're going to have one of them on and get this thing rolling. But that's pretty much it for this week. We love you guys. Hope you guys enjoy this episode. Y'all have a good one.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.